Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us Reb Zera said that when he was learning in yeshiva, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, Hava Mishta Tafna Bepriti, he would contribute some money to the host where he was staying, in order to thereby be yotzei his mitzvah v'dlakas Neres Chanukah with the lighting of the host. And Reb Zera then adds, after I got married, so then I said, I no longer need to do that because my wife is lighting on my behalf in my home. So from this Gemara, you see two very important halachas. Number one, that when one is away from home, but has someone in the household lighting in his home, he's yotzei with the hadlaka that is done by the members of his family in his home. So in the case of Reb Zera, his wife was home, she was lighting at home, he was yotzei with her lighting. And if one, however, is away from home and does not have anyone from the household lighting at home, so then you have the option of hishtatzvus bepruta, what is known in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tafresh Ayin Zayin as an achsenoi, who is a guest in someone else's home, who does not have anyone lighting on his behalf in his own home. He gives a pruta to the host, he's mishtatef with him, he contributes toward the cost of the oil of the Ner Chanukah, and he's yotzei with his host's lighting. Shlomo Zalman and Auerbach explained that the contribution of some money toward the cost of the oil, the reason that works is that you are now, by doing so, a member of the household in which you are staying. And then, like every other member of the family, you're yotzei with the hadlaka of the Baal HaBayis. Mishabur tells us in Tafresh Ayin Zayin that ideally, if you can light on your own when you are an achsenoi in someone else's house, that's ideal. But in the event that you can't, for whatever reason, you can be yotzei by being mishtatef bepruta, by contributing towards the cost of the oil and sharing that with the host. But if you have someone at home lighting in your own home, so then you don't need to even contribute to the oil of your Baal HaBayis because you're yotzei with the hadlaka of your household, of your home. And the reason for this is because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is really a mitzvah that is very much tied to one's house. You have a mitzvah to light dafka in your home. Dafka in your home. If one does not have a home for any day of Chanukah, then there's a serious shaila if one can fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah altogether. For example, if somebody is flying overnight between Eretz Yisrael and North America during Chanukah, he's on the plane through the night. Right now, if he has someone at home lighting on his behalf, okay, so that's his home, he's yotzei with that hadlaka. But if he and his family are flying together, and they're both on the plane, and there's no one in their own home, so very questionable, says Rosh Hashanah, whether you can be yotzei hadlakas Neres Chanukah altogether, because right now, there's no one in your bias at home, and to say that the plane is considered your bias, that is somewhat questionable, not so simple. Shlomo Zalman says, at the very least, what you can do is take a incandescent, battery-powered flashlight and at least light that on the plane, but without a bracha. Because again, it's questionable whether this is in fact considered your bias. But just in case it is, at least light without a bracha, a battery-powered flashlight, as we discussed in the past, the incandescent bulb is considered your eish, and the battery is your self-contained fuel supply. So at the very least, use that to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. This also is relevant if somebody is staying in a hospital rehab facility where they don't allow you to light with actual fire, or a hotel for that matter, if you don't have the ability to light an actual flame. So if there's someone at home, in your home, who is lighting for the family, you can be yotzei with them. But if there's no one at home lighting on your behalf, and you can't therefore be yotzei with that hadlaka, and where you're staying in the medical facility in the hotel, they don't allow lighting with a fire. So then, once again, the best option is to use an incandescent, battery-powered flashlight. And if this is your home, this is the hotel where you're staying, then you could actually light there, if Shlomo Zalman says, with a bracha. This is your home. You can light there with a bracha, this incandescent, battery-powered flashlight. Not so easy nowadays to find battery-powered flashlights that are using incandescent bulbs. I was looking on Amazon on behalf of somebody. Not so simple. Today everything is LED. But the Maglite website does still sell as an option an incandescent battery-powered flashlight. Be that as it may, we have now seen that the hadlakas nearest Hanukkah must be done in one's home. If one is away from home, you could be also with the hadlaka done in your home. If you're an achsenoi, staying at someone else's home, you can ideally light your own. Or, if not, then contribute to the Baal Bais and become a member of his household and be yotze with him. What happens if I am away at someone else's home for a day or two of Hanukkah? Very common. Shaila Shabbos Hanukkah. Children go to parents. Parents go to children. So then the halacha is, oh, this is where you're sleeping and eating for the 26 hours. That is the weekend. This is your home for these 26 hours. So Friday night, Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos, you can light with a bracha in your parents' home if that's where you are for Shabbos. Rosh Shlomo Zalman adds a bigger chiddush. He says, even on Matzei Shabbos, you can light there as well, despite the fact that you are leaving Matzei Shabbos to return home. You might have thought, I'm leaving Matzei Shabbos to go back home. This is no longer my house tonight. I'm not sleeping here tonight. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, no, since you did sleep there Friday night, and you've been there all day Friday and all day Shabbos, or at least a partial day Friday and all day Shabbos, this is still considered your home, and you can still light here Matzei Shabbos. But provided, he adds, very important stipulation, provided that when you light the Matzei Shabbos, you remain there for a half an hour after you light. Because, a very fascinating psak, what happens if I light the Matzei Shabbos? And I did so because it has been my house past 25, 26 hours. I've been here since Friday afternoon. This has been my house. But if you're going to light the Matzei Shabbos and then leave right away afterwards, the moment you leave, it's no longer your house. And so if you don't stay a half an hour after you light, it's as if you've lit for 10, 15 minutes. And then at that moment when you leave, this is no longer my house. So the hadlaka is now no longer in my home. It's like lighting with only enough oil to burn for 15, 20 minutes. So Shlomo Zalman cautions, you can light there with a bracha, provided you stay there for half an hour after you light. And this, he says, is even better than wait until you get home to light. Because then you're already getting home later. You're not lighting at the earliest possible time, but there's man hadlaka. So better to light now with a bracha, stay there for half an hour, and then go back home, instead of lighting only after you get home, which is going to be long after the earliest Zman Hadlaka, which is often a shaila in general. People are away during the day, Hanukkah, working in the city, or wherever they're working, and they come home long after the Zman Hadlaka. It's not ideal to light later. Hopefully you'll get home when it's still early enough that people are still on the streets, so you'll have some form of Suman Issa to the B'nai Rosh Hasharabim. But the truth is, poskim light, that in the ideal world, you should actually appoint a shliach to light on your behalf in your home at the earliest time to light, if you know you won't be home until much later. The din with a shliach is an interesting din as well. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the Magen Avraham, that you can appoint a shliach to light on your behalf. A man can even appoint a woman can appoint a man to light on their behalf, nearest Chanukah, in their home. But there's an interesting halacha in that the shliach may not say the bracha on nearest Chanukah, unless the mishaleach, the homeowner, is standing there and hearing the brachos. Because when the homeowner is standing there and hearing the brachos, at least then the bracha is being made on behalf of the mishaleach, who is being yotze with the din of shomea ka'one. But if the mishaleach, the homeowner, is not there, the shliach may not say a bracha on his behalf. He can't say the bracha as a shliach for somebody else. He could say it only to be motzi, the mishaleach, who's standing there, who's listening, and is being yotze with the bracha midin shomea ka'one. But he can't say the bracha as a shliach on behalf of the Baal Bais if the Baal Bais is not standing there. Very interesting halacha, which is unique to Neres Chanukah. Unlike Bedikas Chametz, for example, where I can appoint a shliach who can do the bedikah in my house and make the bracha before the mitzvah, even though I am not there. But when it comes to Neres Chanukah, where the chiyuv is specifically on the individual who owns the home, there we only allow the shliach to say the bracha if the Baal Bais is standing there and listening to the bracha midin shomea ka'ona. So very interesting halacha with regard to appointing a shliach to light Neres Chanukah on your behalf. And if you're there, he can even say the bracha on your behalf as well. So these are the halachas with regard to the hadlakas neres Chanukah, that again is fulfilled dafka in one's home. Dafka in one's home. One last fascinating chiddush Shlomo Zalman has, which is the following. Let's say, once again, someone is traveling overnight from the United States to Israel, vice versa, whichever direction it happens to be. He's away from the home for the night. He can't light himself in the house. But he wants to be yotze with his household members who are lighting in his house. So as I said before, it's perfectly acceptable. You can be yotze with the family lighting in your home, even though you are away from the home and you do not have the opportunity to light yourself. Shlomo Zalman adds that even if you're in different time zones, and when they're lighting at home, which I am being yotze with, it's not yet zman hadlaka for me. So for example, I'm flying from Eretz Yisrael to the North America. I live in Eretz Yisrael. When they light in my home in Eretz Yisrael, it's not yet for me zman hadlaka. I'm still yotze that night's lighting with their hadlaka in my home. And even bigger chiddush, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, is if, let's say someone's flying Erev Chanukah, and they light in his home, let's say back in Eretz Yisrael, where it is Chanukah now, but it's not yet Chanukah where the traveler happens to be. Even so, he can still be yotze with the chiyuv hadlaka of that night, because the chiyuv is so tied to his home that as long as in the household where he lives, where they lit, it was obviously zman hadlakas nechanukah, he can be yotze with that chiyuv hadlaka, even though where he was at the time, it was not yet Chanukah.